Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
It is Tuesday, September 21st. Good evening and welcome to this evening's edition of The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. It is such a great honor and privilege to be here with you tonight. I know that there is so much happening around the world, around the Caribbean, and so much to get at. But tonight I will just touch on a few issues and then we will have to deal with a number of issues over a period of time. But it's just news after news, most of it not so good news. And of course, COVID. After a year and a half, the COVID pandemic, COVID-19, is still the number one topic around the world in the Caribbean, and how our leaders are facing this pandemic with having to make tough decisions. And we'll get to some of our leaders, at least one of them, who's out there and making tough decisions for his people. So tell you what, we'll hear from the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis, and we will be right back after this.
This type of movie, Development Bank, they're making party. Party, yes, they've been working up for you and for me. Been dancing our dreams, providing loans for our families. Development Bank is the business for we, for we. Party, yes, I'm commitment, providing loans and development for communities, yeah. Staying in a positive nation for you and I. Development Bank is working for we. Development Bank is working for we. Yeah.
Celebrating 40 years of Development Bank, St. Kitts and Nevis.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond me. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
And we're back at the Blue Table. Remember, you can always download this app. You go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and search for The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley and download the app. But before we get into the news, I must tell you about THG St. Martin. The Blue Table will be operating under, of course, it's currently operated on the THG network, but we're moving everything under one umbrella to THG St. Martin. And you'll hear more about it. We'll have news. We'll have entertainment, shows, commentaries, documentaries. It is going to be awesome. It is going to be spectacular. THG St. Martin, we have our launch date, but I'm not going to announce that just yet. But I'm just going to ask you for now that if you go to Instagram, follow us on Instagram, THGSXM, and our Facebook page, search for THG St. Martin, or you can type in THG space S-I-N-T and then Martin, M-A-A-R-T-E-N, T-H-G, St. Martin. You will find us. Or if you cannot find that, go to my personal Facebook page on, that's Mervyn Hanley. And you will see that, yesterday, last night, and this morning, I would have posted the link, where you can go on to the Facebook page of T-H-G, St. Martin, T-H-G-S-X-M, and like the Facebook page. Now, as I mentioned to you that there's so much to talk about, and tonight I don't even know where to begin. So much of this and so much of that. But let me first, St. Kitts and Nevis is coming out of the independence celebrations. So as a proud citizen of St. Kitts and Nevis, let me take this opportunity to wish the good people of St. Kitts and Nevis, happy independence. We celebrated independence on the 19th of September with a number of activities, some virtual, and those activities Some of it are still ongoing for the entire month of September. So to the Prime Minister and people of St. Kitts and Nevis, we are celebrating, and I am saying happy independence. Now, 38 years of continuous development, I must say, no matter the political side of the aisle you're from, you must confess that the beautiful Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis has come such a long way. A very long way. Our people have benefited greatly from such a strong foundation. Leaders such as Sir Kennedy Simmons, our first Prime Minister, to former Prime Minister Denzel Douglas, and now to our current Prime Minister, Dr. Timothy Harris, and then on Nevis, who I call the father of Nevis, the father of the nation, in my opinion, Sir Simeon Daniel, who really got Nevis going. And a matter of fact, when you walk around Nevis, anywhere on Nevis, you're still feeling, you're still seeing, you're still tasting the fruits of Sir Dr. Simeon Daniel. From the Bank of Nevis to the Four Seasons to the Nevis Sixth Form College to infrastructure, you name it, it is Sir Simeon Daniel. And you can say that this man was a visionary. Yes, he was a man of vision. And I can imagine, I can just imagine if he was probably still alive and leading Nevis, where Nevis would have been today. So we remember, we continue to remember, and may his soul rest in eternal peace, the late great Sir Simeon Daniel. And of course, you had Vance Amory, the Honorable Vance Amory, who was Premier, Joseph Parry, and now Mark Brantley. And all of these gentlemen walking in the, who have walked and walking in the solid plan and path, rather, of Sir Simeon Daniel left in place. Now, when you look at St. Kitts, as we continue to reflect on St. Kitts and Nevis independence, when you look at St. Kitts from the Peninsula Road that was there for the animals, goats and sheep, from the it was a wilderness. Right? It was a desert to now world-class hotels, the main tourist attraction area. You can say the money maker, the money mecca, rather, for St. Kitts and for our people to enjoy a comfortable living in the areas such as all the great restaurants on the strip and the high class and restaurants and place of comfort for entertainment. It's in that area, the Peninsula and the Frigate Bay and the Bird Rock area. And then we have developed over the years a very strong CBI program. That's the Citizenship by Investment. And man, that has done so well. And because of that very, those pillar within the CBI, St. Kitts and Nevis, we have withstood, many tragedies and disasters rather, and able to bounce back rather, because I will say, because of the strong CBI program, the CBI, the Citizenship by Investment, that's in place. And because of that program, it has contributed and trickled down to the middle class and the poor in the societies. We're able to have certain programs in place. And so kudos to that. That's leadership. That's leadership right there. And then you have our local banks and financial institutions, such as the National Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Kitts and Nevis and Anguilla National Bank, the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis, and then our local Bank of Nevis. Every year they announce, they burst with major profits. So we are doing well for ourselves as a nation and as an independent nation 38 years after. So we must be proud of where we're from and where we are going as a people. And that's a people of St. Kitts and Nevis. And of course, under the able leadership of Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris, the country's head is above water, even in these challenging times. We are told, and we can see where other countries, there are some other countries, they can't even pay salaries on a monthly basis. Government cannot pay salaries on a monthly basis. And I can go on with the expenses that they are not able to meet, their demands on a monthly basis, their monthly obligations. But in St. Kitts and Nevis, we're able to do so. We're able to do so. And that, again, is leadership. And also what was already there before and that we've built upon. So together, great things can happen within our federation. So may God continue to bless the great nation and people of St. Kitts and Nevis. Now, I want to turn to Antigua and Barbuda. Before we take a break, I want to turn to Antigua and Barbuda. And let me begin, because I know that it's been long nights. The last weeks, past weeks, have been long nights and days for Prime Minister Gaston Browne. But in the end, he scored a big win for the people, not for himself. The Prime Minister had enough of folks not taking the vaccine, especially those who work for the civil service or the public service. And his mindset was, or his mindset is, now, the economy is already struggling because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And every month you're looking for your paychecks. And these are people I'm talking about. You're looking for your paychecks and you have the main ingredient to get our economy, or to get the economy back to work again. And you don't want to take it. I'm talking about the vaccine. So the Prime Minister was like, no. He stood up in Parliament and he was like, no, I'm not having this anymore. And so now there is a mandatory vaccine for public servants, or those who are getting paid by government. So Prime Minister Gaston Browne and his cabinet quickly got a mandatory vaccine policy in place for public servants. So basically, I don't want to say they either take it or they don't take it, because they have a choice. They don't have to come to work. And if you do not come to work, you will not be paid. And eventually you would have found yourself out of the public service. I mean, I am not trying to sound or come across cold, but something got to give in these times. And so Gaston Browne, being one of the few leaders in the Caribbean who decided, hey, I am going out in the ocean. There are sharks out there. I don't know how deep this ocean is, but leadership required. These are times in leadership that when people need real leadership and look to real leadership. And Gaston Browne has provided such for the people of Antigua and Barbuda. This is a man who will be up for re-election within a year and a half, who's about to call an election at the appropriate time. And he knows that his decision may be an unpopular one. But again, he's not thinking about himself. He's not thinking about, you know what, I can't do this because a number of folks in Antigua, they're not going to vote for the party. I may lose the election. That's not what he's thinking. A matter of fact, he basically said, to hell with the election. I can call the election. If I lose, I lose. But I want to be on the right side of history. So I will do what I think is right. And that's what the people elected him for, to make the wisest decision. You didn't elect the man just to go with what you think and say all the time. You also elected him and voted for his party, because there will come times, and times like this of COVID, when tough decisions will have to be made. And that's what he did. He has made a tough call, and he has allowed the chips to fall where they may. And I believe at the end of the day, he will stand tall and be re-elected as Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda. So after he sent out this policy, the trade and labor unions and all sorts of unions in Antigua and Barbuda, they say, oh, show up to, oh, don't, what did they say? Don't go to work, or this and that, or show up to work rather, sorry. Show up to work. He can't stop you. Gaston said, yeah, come. And he did not back down. And you know what happened? After that announcement was made, 700 people showed up for the vaccine. Just over 700 people. Some had to be turned away and will go next time because the pressure was elevated at the time or for whatever reason. And then we heard from Prime Minister Gaston that the union somewhat came to their senses. So listen to this clip from Prime Minister Gaston Browne, a quick clip, and I'll be on the other end.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that the unions have withdrawn the instructions to their members not to report to work tomorrow. Clearly, common sense and reason would have prevailed. And I believe that the retraction of their prior instructions was the right thing to do. Ultimately, we need the collective efforts of all citizens in order to defeat COVID. And this is not a time for us to be fighting each other. This is a time for us to unite in order to defeat COVID, recognizing that it requires no less than 80% of the population becoming vaccinated in order to defeat COVID. So the mandates that we have introduced, they are in essence a call to duty. And what we're seeking to do here is to get as many people vaccinated so that we can achieve herd immunity and to restore our economy and certainly our country. Thank you sincerely.
That was Prime Minister Gaston Browne. So now the people are going out to take the jab, and this is very good for Antigua and Barbuda. And I suspect that other islands and countries within CARICOM will follow the lead of Antigua and Barbuda. And you'll soon hear the calls for public servants to step forward to be vaccinated. I believe that's what's next. It's inevitable. That is what's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, I'll be very surprised. I believe that some of our leaders, they need testicles big and bigger than Gaston Browne. So let's see. Gaston, a leader with guts. He's bold and he's brave. And I'm asking the people of Antigua and Barbuda to hold on to this man. And as I said before, you know who will swim the deepest ocean, even though he knows that there are sharks out there. Even though he has no idea how deep the ocean. A leader who is willing to put it all on the line. Those who play it safe are those who are thinking about votes for a next election. They're thinking about themselves. But Gaston Browne, he's not looking for likes. He's looking out for you, the people of Antigua and Barbuda. Tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll hear from Carl and Sons on St. Martin. And we'll be right back because there's a group of people that, you know, sometimes I believe that we forget them. And they're on the front line. On the front lines in this battle against COVID. We'll be right back at the Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley.
It's been a while that you're thinking or dreaming of your new home. Let Affluent Homes turn that dream into reality. Leave it to us to deliver. A team of architects and designers have created award-winning designs. We will work with you to develop the distinctive look you envision. For real estate development, property sales and management, you must think of Affluent Homes Limited. Check out our website at www.affluenthomesnevis.com or email us merchant@merchantlc.com or call us today at 1-869-665-2121. Affluent Homes Limited.
I'm very hungry.
Whoa, was that your stomach? You need to get on down to Carl & Son's Unique Bakery, your number one spot for sandwiches, pastries, cakes, and more for breakfast and lunch. Are you in a rush? Call in your order at 543-1059 for town and 544-2462 for Cold Bay. Follow their Facebook page to see their daily lunch specials. Carl & Son's, the right choice since 1982.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
Okay. So, the battle within the battle. And here we have nurses under pressure. I know prior to COVID-19, regional medical institutions and national hospitals, they faced mounting recruitment pressure from the UK and North America. There was a brain drain among nurses that was happening. And nurses were being offered higher salaries and prospects of better lives for them and their families. And the same for the small island developing states who struggled to handle the effects and in turn had to begin our own recruitment process. And then came the present unwanted guest that we have been talking about for 2 years almost, and that's COVID. Feeling her muscles and exposing the deficiencies within the healthcare systems across the Caribbean. So undoubtedly, the pressure to cope has been immense, and nurses were once again thrown in the deep end of the battle to save lives. In efforts to bolster our response and treatment capabilities, we have seen retired nurses, they have been asked to return to duty, and this is across the islands. And this had to be done to ensure that enough nurses were available in the fight against this COVID-19 virus. Yet in the face of the deadliest global crisis since the Spanish flu, and a matter of fact, this morning, I saw something to say that we are more dead, the coronavirus, now more deadlier than the Spanish flu as far as numbers. And here it is that some of us, we plod along uncaring and unbothered, oblivious to the daily struggles of the heroes of present times. And I'm talking about our nurses. Now, folks, these times are not normal times across the region and across the globe. We see the cases of infected persons, they're raising to epic proportions and placing enormous strain on an already fragile healthcare system. Now, we know nurses, and we go and we live our reckless lives without wearing masks, without practicing the non-pharmaceutical, without taking the vaccine. And even though that they are in their PPE gear or whatever the case may be, they can still contract the virus. These people have families they have to go home to. They have loved ones as well. And you see, this is a thing. Some of us decide to just go out and not some of us, because I'm not doing that. So some of you, you're not thinking about other people in your reckless behavior at this time. And some of our nurses, I'm hearing from Caribbean islands, they are the ones who, some of them are getting infected and have to be isolated. It's bad. It is really bad out there. And we have this thing as a damn joke. We have it as a joke. And I want to remind you that nurses are people too. And our region will never be able to repay their commitment in this battle. So I want to take this time, this opportunity, to salute our nurses. You have not only placed yourselves on the front line, but in a way, you have placed your entire family. You have placed your loved ones. Because the way this thing is going, today we're going to hear about the Delta variant. And next time we're going to hear about another variant and another variant, another variant and another variant. It's like it's never ending. And we need to show respect for others, yes, who are on the front lines. But for the people who have to when you're sick, you got to go to the hospital. You got to go to a health center. And who will tend to you in these times? It has to be a nurse or a doctor. And I do not believe that some governments, but this is another topic for another day, we're not compensating our nurses well. They're undercompensated, overworked, and undercompensated. You can't have that. You can't have nurses going home with under $2,000 a month. You can't have nurses going home with $2,000-something a month, or even $3,000-something a month. We got to pay these people well. And I know that you're then asking where we're going to find the money. Where you find the money for all sort of garbage that you're doing for your friends and your families? Where do you find the monies? So how is it you cannot find monies for people who are putting themselves on the line? Listen, so nurses, I salute you and hold strain. And may God continue to protect you and your family. That's it for another edition of The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. Do join me again for a similar presentation. Have a good night, everyone.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online, and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.